Outcome 6 is quite long, so I will do it in two recordings. Explain how Jesus' attitude towards women and children should change the church. There are many articles on the internet that will help you prepare this section, one of which is, What Can We Learn from What the Bible Says About Jesus and Women? You're encouraged to read the whole article and others, but here I will mention a few of the key points made by the unknown author. Jesus shattered prejudices and elevated the status of women to unprecedented heights. The apostles learned the value of women from Jesus. Jesus treated women with the same love and respect with which he treated men. God first entrusted a woman with the most important message the world has ever received. The long-awaited Messiah was on his way. When Jesus was only 8 days old, the Holy Spirit revealed his identity to a woman, Anna. When Jesus began his earthly ministry, women flocked to hear him teach, and some even supported him financially. Jesus was completely without prejudice. He loved every human being regardless of race, ethnicity, occupation, background, or gender. He treated them equally and included several women among his closest friends. In Samaria, Jesus spoke to an immoral woman. He transformed her and through her impacted an entire city with his message of hope and redemption. In this case of the woman caught in adultery, Jesus taught an important lesson about equality in God's eyes. We are all sinners, men and women. None of us have the right to pass final judgment on another while hiding our own similar actions. Women were last to leave the place of Jesus' crucifixion and first at the empty tomb, indicating that the transforming power of Jesus had given the women courage and boldness to follow him openly. In a marvelous display of the women's faith and God's approval, those women became the first witnesses of the resurrection. In all his interactions with women, Jesus treated them with dignity, compassion, and respect. In so doing, he countered the prevailing notions of the day concerning women and their place in society. God never pretends that men and women are the same, but Jesus' life indicated that he valued both equally. Both sexes made unique contributions to the family and to the church, and both should work together for the advancement of all. Let's turn now towards Jesus' attitude towards children. At what age were you born again? When groups of people around the world are asked, how many of you were born again before you turned 18 years of age? The percentage who put up their hand is almost always the same, namely 80%. Try it with your group. So that means that the church has the greatest chance of success when preaching the gospel to children and teenagers rather than with adults, where statistically very few are born again. Now, I'm not saying that we should abandon our ministry to adults, not at all. But what I am saying is that we need to think carefully about giving much more attention to evangelizing children. In the history of the church in the last 2,000 years, the church has largely ignored children. Yes, we have our Sunday schools, youth groups, and perhaps a children's talk during the service in a few churches, but if we're honest, most of our efforts go towards adults. If you want confirmation of this, simply ask what percentage of your church's budget goes towards children's ministry. In addition, most of what we do with children is inside the walls of the church. Very little goes to reaching out to unsaved children outside the church. Jesus thought very differently. And next week, we'll have a look how